All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT right here in somewhat overcasty Sandpoint, threatening to rain again. A lot of rain yesterday. But, you know, they always say, well, we needed it. I guess so. Put a final hurrah or whatever you want to call it on the wildfire season. Just put it all out. And I kind of like the little bit of chill. Got spoiled. You know, yesterday was our warmest September 28th. Was it the date yesterday? In history, it was 90 degrees in our area a year ago yesterday. And then yesterday, it was just barely pushing 50 and raining. So just a fun fact. Anyway, I'm Bob Witte. It is North Idaho Thursday today. And first off, we'll welcome back in our good friend Kyle Averill with Space Point. The third in a series of presentations is coming to the Panada this Saturday as Space Point presents their Fall Equinox SciFest with a presentation of the mystery and science of black holes in our universe. Don't know much about black holes? You'll know all about them after today. U of I physics professor Dr. Zachariah Etienne will be with us via the magic of telephone. Kyle will be here in the studio. Also, Saturday at the Panada, the Space Point SciFest, there'll be a screening of the major motion picture Interstellar and more. So they'll tell us all about that. And in our final segment this afternoon, we'll be chatting with folks from the downtown shopping district. Their third annual Apple Fest is right around the corner, and we'll learn all about that and more, I'm sure, in that segment today. And nothing I'm sure of is we've got high school football for you tomorrow night here on KBFI as well as KSBT. We have the Sandpoint Bulldogs traveling to take on the Lake City Timberwolves. And for you Bulldog fans who are wondering, didn't we go to Lake City last year, Bob? Yes, we did. And if you're wondering why the schedule is the way it is this year, well, join us for the Yokes pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow evening, and Coach Ryan Knowles will explain why we're playing them on the road 2 years in a row. When you hear the explanation, it makes perfect sense. Anyway, pregame show, 6:45 kickoff at 7 on Rock 103. Three catch Bulldog games, Rock 103 or the Rock 103 app. Bonners Ferry Badgers travel to St. Mary's to take on the always tough Lumberjacks tomorrow evening as well. And that game can be heard on KSPT, KBFI 1400 and 1450. AM. And again, the Bulldogs on Rock 103. Looking for some free food tomorrow? It's an annual thing at the First Lutheran Church at 526 South Olive. Tomorrow, Friday, September 29th, 11 until 1. Just pull into the parking lot. There'll be people there to show you where to go. You just drive through and they load up your car with groceries. No questions asked. Just take it. That's what they do at the First Lutheran Church tomorrow between 11 and 1. For more information, go to the numeral 2-harvest.org, 2-harvest.org. And it's the first roughly 250 families that drive through will get free stuff. So you want to check that out. Also, this Saturday, lots going on this weekend as the season is winding down. The third annual Oktoberfest is happening at Sand Mountain Sound. I guess they call it SMS Auto and Marine these days. That is this Saturday from noon until 5. There's beer, brats, live music by The Shift, car show, raffles, and more. And, of course, it's a benefit to support local first responders. It's good to see that is going on still, and their third annual is this Saturday. Let's see. Coming up tomorrow is the City of Sandpoint Historic Walking Tour's last walking tour of the season. It's called A Walk Through History, and it's a lot of fun to do. You meet at just before 10 a.m. in front of the Panada Theater tomorrow like I said, at 10 o'clock, and there'll be an entertaining person there to walk you through the downtown and talk about history and stuff. And you can pre-register if you'd like with the Sandpoint Parks and Rec Department, or call a historical museum, and I'm sure they can get you signed up as well. Also, this weekend is the Panhandle Overland Rally coming up. Takes place Friday through Sunday this weekend. You can go to panhandleoverlandrally.com to find out what all that entails and what it costs and what you get. And I think there's pancakes involved and all kinds of outdoor activities, and it's booths, live music, stuff like that, camping. It's all happening this weekend. Go to panhandleoverlandrally.com. Don't miss the annual neighborhood fair at Winter Ridge Natural Foods. That is happening Saturday as well. That is from 11 to 4. God, I only live about two blocks from there, so I go there for this event every year. There's usually lots of vendors. There's free food. There's vendors giving out free samples. Past years, they've had pulled pork, which is sensational, and beer and live music, and it's all happening right next to Winter Ridge on the Boyer and Highway 2. So check that out. And that is this Saturday from 11 until 4, and just so much more going on. We'll be checking all of that out this weekend. Let's see. Scarywood is happening starting today. Does it seem like a little too soon for Halloween stuff? Yeah, the weather's here, I guess. But so Scarywood starts today and goes through Halloween, of course, and sometimes I hear it's too scary. Ever heard that from people? Scarywoodhaunt.com for more information on prices and all of that kind of thing. And let's see. Overland Rally, we talked about that. The Mushroom Foraging with Nick Holcomb is being brought to you by the Kiniksu Folk School this Saturday at noon at the Sled Barn at 11735 West Pine Street. Go to kiniksu.org for more information on that. There's a Panhandle craft crawl going on from 10:30 until 5 this Saturday. Stores that are involved with that are Sand Creek Quilting, Sand Creek Selkirk Quilts, The Yarn Table, and Twilight Fibers and Yawn. And for more of what's happening this weekend in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpoint.org or sandpoint.com/events. That's sandpoint.com/events. I need a break. When we come back, Kyle Averill is with us. We're going to be talking about Space Point and their great event coming up a little later on. Leilani and Justin Dick will be with us, representing the Downtown Business Association, to talk about the Apple Fest coming up right around the corner as well. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
There's two kinds of people in the world: those who own a Coyote tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has the best selection of TYM tractors. Whether you're preparing for planting season or in the middle of tilling your fields, we've got TYM tractors and attachments to suit every need. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Have you heard the long-term weather forecasts? It appears there won't be any let-up for the dry summers we've experienced. So if you're new to the area, or have lived here a while, and you own timberland, you're going to hear the word wildfire a lot. Idaho Forest Group can help protect your valuable forests with a little planning. Our experienced foresters can assess any vulnerabilities you might have and come up with a strategy to help reduce the risk of forest fire devastation to your property. Idaho Forest Group has been part of the region for a long time, and our track record for timberland protection is unmatched. Wildfires will happen in our area. We can help protect your timber investment against that, as well as damage from insects, disease, or high winds. And if selective thinning is recommended, you may choose to sell any merchantable trees. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, call Idaho Forest Group, and we'll schedule a free site visit by our forester. Visit ifg.com.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and we... turn our gaze to space and welcome back in Kyle Averill from Space Point. Of course, it's their fall equinox coming up this Saturday at the Panada Theater. It's one of many space industry related events on our calendar and the third equinox solstice event this year. The first equinox event in NASA's Dragonfly mission, remember that one, Saturn's moon Titan with Dr. Jason Barnes. That was followed by the summer solstice, Europa Clipper to Juniper's Ocean World Europa with Dr. Matthew Hedman. And our fall equinox event focuses on the mystery of the rapidly emerging scientific research and discovery, black holes, and gravitational waves. We also have from the University of Idaho, Dr. Zachariah Etienne is with us on the phone. And Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
And you are just a fanatic about everything space and these equinox events. And we have observatory stuff in the works. We'll talk more about that a little later on. But tell us, introduce us to Dr. Zach and what you guys have going on.
Well, Zach is another unbelievable supporter of Space Point. He's actually a board member as well.
Okay.
You may not have known that, but he is with University of Idaho Astronomy and Planetary Science, or actually the physics department. And Zach's been studying gravitational waves, and I'll let him speak more about that, mm-hmm. but gravitational waves and black holes, and it's a newly emerging. When you think about the history of science and space, it's a newly emerging area of science and investigation, completely different from when you think about how we normally observe the universe around mm-hmm. us. In the past, it's been with a standard telescope, right? Earth-based telescope, Hubble, radio telescopes, of course, James Webb, X-rays, and it's almost completely in the visual or observable light spectrum. However, gravitational waves completely different and emerging. And one of the great things is one of the observatories, or a key piece of one of the observatories in the world, is located right in Hanford, Washington. So it's very close to us.
So black holes, this isn't they aren't a new thing. They've been there forever. We're just figuring it out.
Yes.
It's kind of a joke.
The theory, yes. It is kind of funny. The theory is, it dates back all the way to really pre-Einstein, but Einstein proved it, you could say, through math, if you will. But we weren't really able to prove their existence. Actually, he believed that the gravitational waves, although he believed in them, he believed they were so infinitely small that we would never be able to actually detect them.
Gotcha.
Well, that all changed, and people like Zach were the folks that changed that.
Dr. Atienen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's wonderful. It's great to have you on the phone. It'd be great to have you up here in Sandpoint on Saturday. And let's start with a softball question. What is a black hole?
Well, a black hole is a region in space where the gravitational fields are so strong that not even light can escape. So if you can imagine, here's a thought experiment I like to do. Imagine you could magically just take Earth and squish it down, make it a sphere that's smaller and smaller and smaller. So if you were to do that, then if you were to squish it down to, say, the size of half the size of its current half of its current radius, the escape velocity from the surface of Earth would increase from about 25,000 miles per hour to about 35,000 miles per hour. Squish it down to the size of a basketball, and that grows tremendously to about 180 million miles per hour. Something very special happens, though, when you squish it down to about the size of a golf ball. When you do that, the speed needed to escape exceeds the speed of light. And then we say you've created a black hole. Now, no worries. The Earth's not in any danger of collapsing into a black hole. Black holes generally form when very massive stars die. And the thing is, in a very, very massive star, there are many layers to this star. And they don't just fuse. You may have heard our sun fuses hydrogen into helium. That's also, by the way, how a hydrogen bomb works. But very massive stars will continue to fuse nuclei all the way up to atomic nuclei, all the way up to iron. Now, iron's very special. You can't fuse beyond iron. And so what happens is at the center of these very massive stars, you have an iron core that grows and grows and grows until eventually it can't support itself under its own weight, and it collapses violently. And those outer layers, rich in thermonuclear fuel, fall down onto the black hole. The black hole can't gobble it up fast enough, and it ends up causing a shock wave that propagates out from the center of the star, generating what is known as a supernova. And it's thought, actually, that supernovae are behind all the heavy elements in our universe. The iron that we see, so prevalent on Earth, in Earth's crust, that is the result of a supernova in the early, early cosmos.
Wow. So I have to ask, how was this discovered and, proved?
So which aspect are you referring to? You said a lot of stuff. Sorry.
I was just, okay, basically, how was this discovered?
So it's very interesting, actually. Hans Bethe, I think, was one of the first to understand the nuclear fusion process. And I remember reading, back when I was in high school, I read a lot of popular science books by famous physicists. That's really what got me inspired to become a physicist. He describes sitting under the stars with his girlfriend next to him and realizing that he had just discovered the basics behind fusion and that he understood how stars worked and no one else did. And that knowledge made that stargazing, if you will, all the more amazing for him, an amazing experience. Nuclear fusion, nuclear fission, that's been understood for years as evidenced by, well, the existence of the weapons. The notion of black holes, I think John Wheeler is the one who coined that phrase. He was one of the great astrophysicists who studied Einstein's theory of general relativity. And he's the one who coined the phrase. And since the light cannot escape a black hole, that's why they call it black.
Black,
right?
Hole, yeah.
Exactly. That's where it gets its name. But, I mean, in terms of proving, I mean, scientists build on all the evidence that astronomers, astrophysicists build on all the evidence that astronomers give us through their telescope, you know, through their observing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the idea. I mean, the notion of proof in science is really, it really boils down to what is consistent with the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
What is consistent with the observations in the case of astronomy? What is consistent with laboratory experiments for other areas of physics? And the fact is, Einstein's theory of gravity is consistent with every observation we've been able to reliably make.
Hmm.
And Newton's theory of gravity has been disproven. But as Newton said himself, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And certainly without Newton's deep understanding of gravity,
mm-hmm.
Einstein wouldn't have had that giant's shoulders to stand on,
mm-hmm.
to see farther. The study of black holes is very important, the study of gravitational waves, because it probes Einstein's theory of gravity in new ways, in ways in which it's never been tested before. We call it testing the theory. And by testing the theories, existing scientific theories, that's how we hope to disprove them. So in a way, we all know and love Einstein and his theories,
mm-hmm.
but every scientist has in his or her heart to find a hole in the armor, a cheek in the armor. And by disproving it, that's the amazing thing about science, right? I always get asked the question, well, you study black holes, that's your career. I mean, are you throwing your entire career into a black hole, basically? I mean, in a sense, I guess. What's the point, right? This all seems very abstract. How can it help us? Well, like I said, we're trying to find the chink in that armor that is Einstein's theory of gravity called general relativity.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're able to find it and come up with ultimately a new understanding, a deeper understanding of gravity, everything changes.
So, Zach, think
about all the... Oh, go ahead. Yeah, please.
No, to your point earlier about different tools and using those tools to find a cheek in that armor, can you talk about LIGO a little bit and LIGO's impact on that as an example of that?
Oh, absolutely. So LIGO is this amazing experiment. It's short for the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. Basically, you can think of LIGO as a gravitational wave telescope. Now, it's a revolutionary thing, right? Because it provides an entirely new way to observe and understand the universe. That's complementary to the way we've always historically observed the universe, namely through the light that comes from stars and galaxies and nebula and mm-hmm. planets and bounce off planets. Gravitational waves carry information not from what causes things to glow, but information about the nature of gravity itself. If we're talking about two colliding black holes in the universe, which is a system that a physical system that I really love to study. By observing the gravitational waves, which are like a wiggle in space and time, by observing them and comparing the observations against the theoretical predictions that I helped create from solving Einstein's equations of gravity, we can get a deeper insight into what exactly, how massive the individual black holes were, and how fast each of them was spinning. So black holes in just by themselves are pretty simple objects. You can describe them by two parameters, mass and spin. And so it really just is a matter of comparing each observation against about 10 to 100 million theoretical predictions to get a good estimate on what exactly it was we observed. So it's very important. And of course, there's always a chance that we'll see something that we didn't expect, and that's where discoveries come from. And if we do see something like that, look out, Einstein. That's all I have to say.
We're talking with Dr. Zachariah Etienne, the Associate Professor of Physics at University of Idaho. He'll be here in Sandpoint this Saturday with the Space Point Fall Equinox Program. And Kyle, you know more about this stuff than I do. What else would you like to talk to Zach about while we're here?
Well, one thing that I found interesting was when LIGO first detected a gravitational wave, the number of years it took for that wave to reach Earth, and I'm not going to steal Zach's thunder here, but I don't know if the average human can even relate to that number. It's such a large number. But an even bigger number is the estimated amount of light, if you will, or brightness that it created when it was formed.
Right.
Which I'm going to pass it back to Zach now, and maybe he can help us try to understand those numbers.
Sure. So I could even give you a little bit more of a human perspective on this as well.
Okay.
So back in 2015, when this momentous discovery, which, by the way, won the 2017 Nobel Prize in Physics, when this discovery was made, when we first directly observed with LIGO, this gravitational wave telescope, the gravitational waves from this these two colliding black holes. I was at the time I was faculty in the math department at West Virginia University. Just that was my first faculty gig, and I remember seeing the news because I had joined the collaboration just like 3 months before the first. This first discovery. So I was privy to all the private information that was going through. And I was also privy to the fact that to test ourselves, to test our data analysis, occasionally what they would do is they would put in what are called signal injections into the data pipeline for LIGO. Now we do this for a couple of reasons. One, to make sure that when we inject a signal into the detector noise, that we are able to detect it, right? The thing is, it's done in secret. So nobody knows necessarily if what we observed was a test of our data analysis or if it was real. So my first reaction was...
So it's like a placebo.
Well, I mean,
in a way.
Yeah, I mean, really what it is you're injecting into the noise, the data that is always streaming from LIGO, and you're injecting a signal, a fake thing. And the thing is, they did this before, but they messed it up. They put in a signal that was not quite right. They actually went all the way to the point of writing up the publication. And then they said, okay, well, according to our procedures, now we have to open up, it's called opening up the box, and see if somebody actually injected a fake signal. So I thought when it was this real signal came in, oh, maybe they just injected a signal. Well, it turns out that was not a possibility. So that immediately made things very serious. This was an engineering run. They weren't doing any sort of injections. It's known whether they do this kind of thing. And really, it was crazy. I mean, the amount of email traffic that came through the internal channels within the collaboration. The thing is, we're not allowed to say anything, right? Until, like, we don't want to try and make a huge announcement before we've had a chance to fully analyze the data. So we basically sat on the, we didn't sit on the data, but we analyzed it for months and months before finally, it was 2016 before we finally made the announcement that we detected a gravitational wave signal from two colliding black holes, collided 1.4 billion years ago. The amount of energy that was released in the form of gravitational waves was brighter during our observation, was brighter. If you had converted all that into light energy, it would have been brighter than all the stars in the known universe combined. That's how energetic this was. It was incredible.
So Saturday evening at the Panda Theater here in Sandpoint, you will be there talking about this and more?
Yes, I sure will.
That was the shortest answer yet. No, that's awesome, because I know we could talk about this for hours and hours and just go on and on and on. I know I've talked to Kyle for hours.
I'm paid to talk.
Yeah. So you will learn a lot more about this in your presentation on a Saturday at the Panda. And Kyle, to that point, this Saturday, when did doors open? What is the itinerary? What's going to happen?
Well, just one other point about this that I also discovered as we, you know, have done our research on our end, because we like to be prepared to the extent we can. But there's actually what scientists believe is there is a black hole in every galaxy. So what I want to know is, are we going to be able to use those to travel from point A to point B?
And be able to get back. That would be my concern.
Yes, getting back is always
whoops,
a good
one. I made a wrong turn.
But the fact, you know, the number of discoveries that are happening now post this, because they're continuing to improve the sensitivity of this device, it's just incredible. So who knows what we're going to find. But anyway, you can learn more about this Saturday night. The doors open at 5. Dr. ATM will go on at 6, so come in early and you get a chance to meet him.
Oh, great.
At intermission, we'll have a science fiction cosplay or costume contest, or whoever comes with the best science fiction costume.
Awesome.
We're going to pick 3 winners, and the first winner will get free tickets to Kennedy Space Camp. Second winner will get their choice of telescopes, and the third, a model rocketry package to support their interest in engineering, if you will.
That's awesome. You're also going to show the major motion picture Interstellar. So it's going to be a great, great evening. It's the Panada. You can go to panada.org for tickets.
Yeah, or directly to spacepoint.org and get your tickets there. So either way, you'll get your tickets. There's no difference in price or anything like that.
So to learn more about the evening, you can also go to spacepoint.org, get tickets there, also get tickets at panada.org. We are out of time, but Kyle Averill, so great to have you again. And Dr. Zachariah ATN, we need to get you back on this show sometime soon, because this is great stuff.
It would be my pleasure.
All right. And we'll see you on Saturday. We are going to take our final break here in North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, we've got a couple of folks here from the downtown business or downtown shopping. And we are going to be talking about an event coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. We'll be right back.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
At P1FCU, we're all about celebrating your wins, like finding a great parking spot.
Yes!
Or your team winning the championship.
And he's out of here!
Oh, yes! Woo!
Finding an extra $10 in the wash.
Whoa, lunch money.
Or winning the lottery.
I won!
Your wins add up. Just like earning 3.50% APY in an Ascend checking account. So, let's celebrate the wins together. Open your account at p1fcu.org/win. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. APY is annual percentage yield. 3.50% APY applies to the first 15,000. Balances over 15,000 earn 0.21% to 3.50% APY. Additional qualifications required to earn 3.50% APY. Contact a P1FCU representative for details. Insured by NCUA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limits apply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and joining us once again this week, Leilani Williams from Downtown Shopping, as well as Justin Dick from, I don't think there's a hat around here he doesn't wear. So. And Justin, congratulations on the second annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run last Saturday, was it?
Thank you for bringing it up. I was going to jump on and talk about it anyway.
Well, I was at grandkids' soccer games, and all these kids were showing up with costumes on and face painted, and they all just came from the 1K. So.
Yeah, just real quick, a huge thank you to all of the community for coming out. We had well over 300 people. We had over 70 volunteers, which was amazing. The weather stayed really nice for us. And the best part of all of this, we are the first hospital in the state and the only hospital in the state that now has an exoskeleton. So thank you to everybody that made that possible the last couple of years.
Wow.
The runners were fantastic. And then the next day, the Longbridge 10K and half marathon went off.
Mm-hmm.
Several of us stayed and volunteered the following day for that. That was awesome. They had almost 400 people that participated in both races. And those people, as soon as the races got done, spread out all over town to go get lunch and get breakfast and everything. It was really, really cool. It was a great weekend of events.
Speaking of spread out all over town in downtown Sandpoint, you guys have your third annual Apple Fest coming up. It is October 14th. From 10 until 6. And Leilani, tell us about that. What happens?
Well, we are so excited. This year we've decided to do a little fun game, bingo, Apple Fest bingo. And we have a card that's kind of like a passport like we've done before, but you go to the different participating mm-hmm. stores, restaurants, and get your bingo stamped with a bingo dauber. And each of the places will have different events going on within their stores. So they'll have sales and have a huge list of things that are happening. Azaleas will be doing a bottle toss and discounts, apple cider and apple bites, pumpkin hard cider. Barrel 33 is going to be doing some non-alcoholic things as well. Mm-hmm. Apple crisp flatbreads. Oh, I love those. Those are my favorite. And a Bob for apples. There you go, Bob. You can go Bob for apples at the Barrel 33.
So if your name's Bob, you don't have to Bob for them. You just pick it up.
You just pick it up. It is yours,
right? I just bobbed you.
So there's going to be some catapults with Sugar Tooth down at the bridge. Wow. Carousel's going to be doing store-wide events with apple cider, chair massage, and some super giveaways. One of the stores is going to be doing red balloons inside the stores. You go pick out what you're going to purchase, go up, pop a balloon, and it'll have a discount in there, and they will have 100% discounts.
Wow.
So you could walk out of there with a load of stuff with you know, not having to pay for anything.
Isn't that Eve's Leaves?
Yes,
and Eve's. One of the cool parts about that is when that card gets pulled and it's a 50 or 100% discount, they will fill up another balloon and that card goes back up there. So you're going to have multiple chances to win.
Yeah, it's not going to just be once for that whole day. So there's so many different things.
We're doing cornhole over at Sotheby's in the parking lot as well, too. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I have all the cornhole boards in my car and I have for like the last 3 weeks. But let's talk about Apple Fest. We're on our third year here now. One of the coolest parts that this thing has kind of morphed into is very similar to an Oktoberfest, right? But more of a family friendly, and that's where the Apple theme comes in. Apple themed food and beverage all over town, plus all the prizes. But the thing that's made this one so great is we're into the shoulder season, right? This is such a good locals event, right? September always feels like we get our little town back after all the tourists leave. We get some of the empty nesters. Apple Fest, for whatever reason, knock on wood, we have had great weather for the last 3 years.
Yeah, we have.
And it's really brought the community out, and it's 90% local is what I would say. So you get to see a lot of faces that you haven't seen all summer that are trying to stay out of the traffic or don't want to go shopping when there's 1,000 people in the bridge. So it's this great welcome back for all of us as business owners and for the shopping district members. But it is such a great Sandpoint event. And I really love that it's kind of morphed into that over the years.
And good point about, you know, there's like Priest River has their Oktoberfest next Saturday, and there's another one at Matchwood coming up. But, you know, and I'm all for beer and pretzels and brats and all of that, but it maybe not as some folks would view it as family friendly.
Right.
People are drinking beer. And so something like Apple Fest is Oktoberfest isn't necessarily anti-family, but don't get me wrong, but Apple Fest is a completely different event, but celebrating the same time of year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we've got stuff for all the kiddos. So the parents can still go get their beer on or drink an apple martini, right? Or indulge in some apple-themed food and beverage. But we have stuff specific for the kids. And I think, you know, in my line of business, it's if you can take care of the kids, you're going to win the parents over, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think every parent loves going out and knowing, hey, there's something for my kid to do, so they're not pulling at my sleeve going, can we go home yet? Can we go home?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things I watched last year was the families came out in the middle of the afternoon and all the kids were going to the places that had, you know, the face painting and the caramel apples with Sugar Tooth and Creations. And then they also had the catapult. I think that was a huge hit last year.
Oh, they shoot candy into your mouth?
Kind of. No, actually it's a game that you take apples, which they're going to get from my farm again, and toss them into the creek, Sand Creek.
They got a big rubber slingshot.
Oh, okay.
And you just launch these things.
How fun is that?
They'll go 100 to 150 yards. And that'll be over at Sugar Tooth on the backside of the bridge.
You know, when you should do that, you should put that on the same time as that raft race that we had a couple of weeks ago.
You're
shooting apples at the contestants. It's
right?
A win-win.
It's a win-win. I think that would be hilarious. We're going to have to talk to
the catapult went off last year. I think everybody really loved that.
Yeah.
The addition of cornhole is going to be great. I don't know anybody who doesn't like to play.
Now, is that a cornhole tournament?
No, I think we're just putting the boards out right now. We did talk about doing a little bit of tourney. It's just getting the amount of people that we can have to run it. So certainly you are welcome to bring a group of people. And if you guys want to do a tournament over at the Sotheby's, please, we would love to have you. The more the merrier. We just want activity moving around all over downtown. You're going to recognize most of the participating businesses are going to have red balloons out.
Okay.
So if you see those out, do know that there is some sort of discount in your future or some game or something to keep your kiddos occupied and happy while you're out doing a little bit of shopping.
Absolutely.
So Leilani, is it just about everybody downtown participating?
Almost. I mean, we're, you know, it's kind of, it's been kind of a joy for me starting off with just about 20 participants, and now we're almost at 40. And so it's been a real joy of watching the downtown shopping district grow over the last couple of years, and just getting them all excited about being a part of something has been kind of my joy in this. And so it's going to be fun, and there's more people. We just we have a couple of really great new ones. Cornerstone Primary Care has joined us, and the docs over there are amazing. I joined them. They joined us, and I joined them, and they've been amazing to work with.
Yeah, really quick, let me say something about that, because this is a very cool way of practicing medicine
right now. Oh, my gosh, yes.
They've got doctors there. You pay a low monthly fee. They can prescribe. They are available for you 24 hours a day. So for those folks that don't have health insurance, and there are a lot of us in this community that don't, especially as hourly wage earners, please go see these guys. They're in the bottom of the Umpqua Bank building. And we've really been happy. And I just want to speak a little bit to what Leilani was saying. I joined a few years back, and it was like pulling teeth. It was going to be more morning meetings, one more thing to do, one more collaboration to do. And I just didn't know if I had the time, if it was going to be worth it. I have so loved working with this group of people for the last 2 years.
Oh, we love
you. And we went from 20 businesses to we're almost at 40 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're businesses that you wouldn't think want to participate, right?
Yeah.
Like the doctor's office coming
right.
in.
Right, yeah.
And now we've got new volunteers. They want to put games up. They want to do prizes. We're really getting that community vibe of the collaboration between many businesses that would compete in the same realm, right?
Yeah.
But competition, you know, that's the low part of the rung. Collaboration is where you're getting into the high quality, high trust group of folks and everybody working together for everybody to be successful, not just one particular store.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love the Tomlinson Sotheby's joined us this year. And they're so excited. Their whole team, their whole staff they're going to do the kickoff for the Apple Fest, and they're going to put together, I think they have a animal petting zoo type of thing coming in, and they're going to have Justin's Cornhole and all kinds of snacks and giveaways. And they're just a great group of people. And so between those two new ones that we've just got on, we it's a great family.
You see a lot to pick up a lot more now that we've got the momentum going behind.
Yeah.
So again, Apple Fest, it's coming up Saturday, October 14th. Mark your calendar, 10 until about 6. Apple Catapult, Apple Games, Face Painting, Cornhole, as we've mentioned, Apple Bingo. There's a pie contest. This is all sponsored by K102 or
K102,
and of course Ting.
Yes, we love our Ting.
Ting has been, I can't say enough about what they've done in the Sandpoint community. To learn more about Apple Fest or anything going on with the downtown shopping district, it's downtownsandpoint.com. So you guys are really looking forward to this day. And again, congratulations on the great Find Your Strength Fun Run, Justin, last week.
Yeah, last Saturday. Thank you.
Do it again next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Now we got to find out what else we're going to fundraise for. You
know? Well, it never ends, I'm afraid. So there will be something. Leilani, thanks for joining us. Always
thanks,
a pleasure.
Bob.
Justin,
thank you, Bob.
Anytime.
We appreciate
and,
it.
And again, Badger football on 1450 a.m. at KBFI tomorrow from St. Mary's, and Bulldog football on Rock 103 at Lake City. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later. Oh,